Blog Talk Radio. The Diva is uplifting, encouraging, educating, and entertaining. The Diva is live, and the Diva is taking calls. It's time for Conversations with the Diva. Here's your host, Sabrina Williams.
Well, good morning, everybody. It is a wonderful Thursday morning, and I am happy to hear from everybody. Today, we have two special guests that are going to be on the line with us, and it is Coach Tyrone Jones, and we're also going to have Coach Tyrone Jones and our musical artist. His name is Kerry, and he'll be on later on today, or later on in the next like 15 minutes. As I'm talking to you, I'm playing with a computer because the computer seems to act silly when I try to mess with it. So, Coach Jones, are you there?
I am. Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir. So, I'm going to try to say your title of, you call it Bay? 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 How do you say it?
It's pronounced Be a Bayo. It's an acronym meaning, and it means be a better you.
Okay.
That's what it is.
All right. Perfect. Be a better you. And you're a life coach. You're a mentor, you're a motivational speaker, and your goal is to improve people's lives, your attitudes, and impact life positively. Tell us about yourself.
Well, a little bit about me first. I'm originally from Baltimore City. I was a lieutenant in the Baltimore City Fire Department for 23 years. And from my time there in the fire department, I seen a whole lot, did a whole lot. And those life experiences right there helped me to become who I am now. And coming from the inner city, I love where I came from. You know, that's what helped make the character, helped make me who I am today. But I see that there's a lot to be done there with people. And I always figured out, how can I help people? I may not have the means financially to help them out the way that they may want, but if everybody start being a better them, things will get better out here. And that's what helped me to get me to where I am right now.
Amen on that. And with that, I want to say good morning to all my listeners. Thank you to Volante Grant from WBDN Media by Design Network for having conversations with the Diva. I want to say good morning to my beautiful fans who are sleeping because it's summer, but I'm going to wake them up. And also to Coach Danny Bongiorno with Next Level Tennis and Fitness, who is my personal trainer, but he also teaches tennis, fitness, and other life skills of fitness to people. He's been doing it for 20 years. If you want to get in shape and look like the Diva and look awesome at 51, because I make 51 look good. And as everybody knows, I have to say that, Coach, you know, because I do. I really do make 51 look good.
Yes, you do.
And I was playing tennis yesterday. Thanks, Coach. Love you for that. So we're going to get on with our questions, but you can reach Danny at 702-303-3765. You can text him and tell him you heard about him on Conversations with the Diva. So, Coach, what is a life coach? You hear a lot of people say, I'm a life coach. I coach people. What is a life coach?
A life coach is basically someone in your life that you want to sit here and help assist you, coach you, but not always tell you what to do in life. Unless it's a small, simple statement on who we are and what we do. Because when I was in the fire department, I was seeing a lot of death, and I was young then. It started to affect me. And I went to a therapist. And the therapist, you know, they had a certain procedure in which they go about things and so forth, but I never really felt comfortable talking to them. Because what I was going through was not affecting my personal, social, love life, even professional life. It was something deep that was bothering me. Not too deep, but it was something bothering me. And they didn't seem to person. They seemed like it was doing their job. But when I did finally talk to a life coach, I started feeling better because they showed interest in me. I felt like they cared. And not one time did the life coach that I had, not one time did she tell me what to do. a lot of times we have the answers within ourselves. And as a life coach, what I do, I help to bring those answers out in you and help guide you and coach you and motivate you towards doing what you know you should be doing, not just what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. And have you ever had people where they were scared to move on and they wouldn't do, and you had to motivate them? And how does that work with clients who know that they need to make changes, but they're not happy, but they're content and scared where they are? What do you do?
Well, everybody's not easy to deal with or talk to. The main thing is to form a personable relationship with them where they become comfortable with you. It's just like, you know, an older person and a younger kid. A young kid always wants to listen to the older person or the mother or the parent, because as a young kid, they think they know everything. They think they know everything, and they know what to sit here and do. But then they may have an older person, an older friend, who they'll listen to. This is the same way. Sometimes, like you know, like the old cliche, it's not the message, it's the messenger. And what I like to do is form a nice conversation with my friends. Well, I'm sorry, not my friends, but my clients, where they feel comfortable with me. You have to be real. You have to be. And also, I found with me, I had to be direct also. Some life coaches may sit here and beat around the bush. I'm more direct. And that's my East Coast right there. That's the Baltimore in me right there. And actually, I found out that by me being that way, they appreciate it. And I've seen great advances in my clients. Great advances. And actually, I had three of my clients right now who are doing a lot more community work because they wanted to. And now they're doing those things also, in which, like I said, it's be a bayo. By them being a better them, it's helping other people become a better person themselves also. It's just passing it
on. And that's important that you say that, because I live by an acronym called JOY, Jesus, Others, and Yourself. When you're putting God first, and I believe in Jesus Christ, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Other people may believe in Buddha. I'm not here to judge anybody or anything, but I'm going to tell you what works for me. When you put Jesus in the morning first and you think of other people and you have and you then yourself last, you are then opening yourself up to a world of joy. Because for instance, last Sunday, my sons and I went to Starbucks. Yes, I love Starbucks. Starbucks needs to start paying me because I talk about them a lot. So went to Starbucks, had to have coffee. I love the sun. The sun makes me feel, the sunshine makes me feel really good. So I said, come on, boys, let's go. We went to Starbucks, and I was sitting there. And as I was looking around, now, I live in Vegas, and everybody knows Vegas is a very transient city. But it's probably 106 outside, and my heart just started. All of a sudden, God just opened. I work this field, social service. But Sunday, all of a sudden, I'm looking around, and there's people, men and women, probably about 5-6, laying on the ground, you know, sweating and stuff. So we went to Starbucks, we had our coffee, and then I asked my older son, I said, go in there and get a water. And you know teenagers. He goes, my mom didn't get it when we need it. And I just said, boy, hurry up and go get that water before you see Jesus. Hurry up. And I said that too. Yes, I did. I said that. Just go get the water. So he gets the water. I turn the car around and go around, and I get out of the car. I said, hold on. My son, I'm looking at him in the back seat, and he puts his head down, and I get take the cold water to the guy. The guy sits up in his wheelchair, and he just says, thank you. And I asked him, do you have food? And he said, no, I have food, because I thought he had food. And my son, I looked at him in the mirror. He didn't say a word. But when we got home, I didn't have to ask him to do anything. Sometimes just not saying something shows people, even your children, that sometimes you have to go out of your way to help other people. I go by the Bible that you don't tell people what you did, but it's for this conversation I'm saying, because sometimes we all see those people. We may pretend we don't. We don't know their reason why they're on the street, and it's not our job to judge them either. But if you have some cold water or a sandwich to give somebody, give it to them. Because I can tell you, my whole week since then and seeing that, I have started to keep a case of water in my car. If the police stop me and say, don't do that, oh, well, whatever. I'm giving water, really?
Right.
The police are very nice to me because they know me. They wouldn't do that. But I've heard that from people. Well, no, the police will stop me. No, that's you stopping yourself. Because you may be scared of doing something for somebody else. So I like your concept of, you know, helping people to help others, because that's what Jesus did. You didn't see Jesus going around saying, okay, I'm here to help myself. No, I'm here to help to save your happy butts and to show you how to live and how to do right. So I like that. Mm-hmm. I have a question for you. This is okay. One question my life coaches asked me. They only had a life coach for 3 days. She told me I didn't need her because I already had my questions. I just mm-hmm. need to get them answered. So she asked me, how happy am I overall today, 1 out of 10? Do you have to ask your clients that sometimes?
You know what? I have done that with 3 clients when I can really see that they need that question to be asked to them. You know, some people you can see they're kind of like deep in stress or depression or stuff. To enlighten their mind, to have them start thinking about really how happy am I? Now let's set a goal. If you're number 4, let's set a goal, an attainable goal to reach number 6. And then from number 6, we'll go to number 8. Then number 8, we'll go to number 10. I want to reach those, not set a too high goal that's kind of hard to mm-hmm. reach. Let's set attainable goals. So each success you start feeling, you'll start feeling better about yourself at that level right there. But that's all. It's just mainly levels. What's the highest level we can go to? There is no limit to the level we can go to. We can go to any level we want to go to. It's just that each level you reach is the highest level you've ever been before. And that's why I want my clients to reach each and every level of happiness, of joy in their life that they can reach. And if you don't mind me saying, I'm going to go back on something you said. First, I want to thank you and commend you for what you did for those gentlemen right there. I do the same thing. I love it. And when like I tell everybody, when you do that, that's being a better. That's being a better you. When you do something for other people, actually giving is oftentimes for me better than receiving. Because what I receive is not somebody to give to me. I receive that joy and appreciation and that feeling inside of myself. That's priceless. You can't pay for that. When somebody say thank you, what did they give to you? A sincere thank you. And would they give you anything financial at all? No. But that thank you meant so much to you. And it made you want to continue to go out here and do for other people.
Yeah, because you know what? Financial, everybody loves money. We're not going to lie. We like mm-hmm. to live a better life. And it's great and it helps us. But at some time in your life, you have to understand money is not the key to joy. And Jesus showed us that the key to joy is helping other people, putting other people yes. first. So what you're doing by life coaching, and I know that you work in the community a lot with kids. Tell us about that.
Well, when I'm getting more affiliated with things down here. When I was in Baltimore, I belonged to Big Brother of America. And also at my firehouse, we adopted a school and we had a program there where we'd be their mentors and their leaders there. And I loved it. And even ever since I left there, kids still gravitate to me. I also sit here every once in a while, volunteer my time to YMCA also. And I love the kids. For me, coming from the inner city and seeing the effect of a lot of young kids, especially young black males, who don't have a parent there or father, I'm not a parent, but not having a father there, I enjoy being there, not as a father, but as a figure they can look up to, a positive figure. Because I don't like some of our other young men out here who are doing some things they shouldn't be doing. A lot of them are still good men. They just don't have 40 have things together yet. So all I'm going to do is continue to help out people in any kind of way. It doesn't matter the age. Because for me, I learn from older and younger. And all I do is add that to my repertoire of me being a better person and also continue to plant those seeds in other people. So for me, it's great. I love it. I really do.
And I think one of the great things about life coaches is that you guys know how to ask the right questions of people. It's almost like a counseling session, but mm-hmm. you're not in the office. Sometimes you are, but most of the time you're meeting the people where they are, whether they're in an office or whether they're at their work or home, mm-hmm. you know, they're in a community event. You're meeting them where they are and you're learning about them. And as you mm-hmm. learn about them, you learn what they need to focus on to make themselves better. I know for me, one of the things that I have learned from my life coach when she was helping me was that, you know what? I have to learn to say no.
Mm-hmm.
No has to be an operative word for me. I'm afraid to say no because I don't want to hurt people's feelings. But believe me, coach, in the last couple of months, no has been my operative word. Yes, mm-hmm. I'm going to say this to people because a lot of people don't want to. Hold on 1 second, coach, because we have our other. Carrie, good morning. Your interview will start in about 10 minutes, but please hang on the line, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, sir. One thing is that we have to learn that we're all different. Mm-hmm. And And I lost a couple of friends to saying no, because I was always the person that didn't want to hurt your feelings. You called me when you went clubbing, didn't talk to me any other time during the day, year. It could be a year, Coach, really. Mm-hmm. That's how sad. Like a Madea movie. And didn't even talk to me. One day I finally said, you know, my friends called me. They're like at the bar. They need a driver. I said, no, you know what? You got money to get there. You need to call a cab. They called me again. I said, no, I'm being really serious. It took all I had to say no, didn't answer the phone the third time, and turned over, went to sleep, and slept very well. Because you know what? Sometimes in life, people have to learn to be a friend. In order to be a good friend, you have to be a friend. And that's one of the things that my coach told me, is that you have to learn to pick the right people in life. So that's why I love life coaches, because they get real with you. She's like, you pick people that you can rescue. It's like, I love, like I have two dogs that are outside whining right now because they got put outside for a second, because otherwise they'd be talking on the radio because they think that they can talk. And then I rescue dogs. She goes, everybody can't be a project for you. You have to learn to say no, and you have to learn, when you learn to say no, God will open up other opportunities for you to really help people. And that's what God has really, really opened up, open up this radio show. Because when I got your email, because I got you, I received your information from Queen Sylvie, it was a blessing. So God opened up doors, has been opening up doors. When you learn to say no to stupids and move forward with your life, then good things start to happen.
And I totally agree with you. And in reference to saying no, you know, it's kind of ironic. I'm writing a book right now, and part of what I was writing last night deals with that right there. And I had a good friend of mine give me some good critique of what I was writing. And she thought that it was really bothering, but actually it didn't. I told her, tell me what I want to hear. What you think I want to hear? Tell me the truth. Either I can say yes to it, and like you said, I can say no to it. But when we open our minds up sometimes, that no is really a blessing. It really can be. Because I have a little saying that I thought from my friends, and true for my language, it's not meant to be taken the wrong way. But a no now sometimes beats a oops or a damn later. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it does work. Saying no, you know, so I agree with you. Good point.
Yeah.
And as life coaches, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, as life coaches, you know, it's not for us to sit here and bring out what you want to hear and what you want to know. We bring out what it is that you already know, sometimes, a lot of times, not what you want to hear from yourself. Because you must admit to yourself first the things that you know that you should be doing. Now, let's do those things. So I was like, you can say and lie to anybody else out here, but you don't lie to yourself. And when we bring out the truth in yourself, let's start doing those things. You know, start saying no to the things that you want to do and start saying yes to the things that you know you need to do.
And how do you help your clients measure their goals, that to see that they're being successful?
You know, with some clients, when we start out, again, each client is different. As a matter of fact, I had a new client that I talked to Saturday, and I had her give me five things, because she has a daughter. And this was something real simple. I said, give me five, if you had to give your daughter five pieces of advice, what would they be? And she told me, and she wrote them down. And then I asked, I said, are you living by your own advice to your daughter? She said, no. I said, okay, now let's start. And I said, we're going to start today with these pieces of advice right here, and we'll start measuring these things each month. Because, see, again, like I said, these things she already knows that she should be doing, because she's giving the advice to someone else. But why aren't you taking your own advice? So let's start taking your own advice that you would give to somebody else, and let's start living. Be an example, not just words.
I love that. I love it. And here's a couple of questions that I'm putting out there, and I'm challenging my listeners from just talking to you and just getting motivated for you. What's working well for you at the moment? And if it's not, why isn't it? And how are you going to change it?
Actually, I do. And I really can't say something that's not working well for me. What's working well for me at the moment is my passion. And I tell a lot of people, you know, you can say you can have a job that you're making great money from, but do you love it? And if you're lucky, but they don't love it, they're going to do a half-butt job on this sometime because they're not really feeling it. They'll have hard days at work. They're mad at work sometimes. They have stress from their boss or even their fellow employees. But when you're doing something you love, your passion, You know, it's not really a job anymore. It's something you enjoy. Somebody can say something to you that may, that normally would bother you, but don't bother you now because you love what you're doing. It doesn't affect you. The effect on the negative things are different now because you're in a positive place. And the place where you're at is within yourself. And that's that passion in you. So you're in a good place with you by doing your passion, and you don't let the other things outside affect you too much anymore. So what's working best for me right now is me doing my passion. My second passion, because the fire department was my first.
You know what? The fire department, they got a lot of passion. I'm going to have to say this, and I'm just saying this, not trying to pick you up, but you know what? I've never seen an ugly firefighter, and you fit the mold, because I always tell people, it's not. Look, I'm being dead serious, okay? I moved across the street from the fire department so I can go outside every day and walk and see them, okay? Seriously, they may need some cookies or they may need a meal. I don't know. But let me ask you this question, and you just have to be politically correct. Would you tell me, would you rather be rescued by a beautiful fire lady or somebody ugly? I'd rather just die. Let me die already. Because I don't want somebody ugly resuscitating me. I have never seen an ugly firefighter. Okay, man or woman. I'm just saying that. I have to say that. I can't get it out. You know it's funny. You know I need help with that. But I'm just saying, when I fall over, when I fall over, I always say, I want to be resuscitated by a cute firefighter. If I wake up and they're not cute, I'm slapping them. That's what I'm saying. All right.
Well, at least you woke up, okay?
God let me wake up. I'm slapping you because you were cute. Don't be resuscitating me.
That's good.
I know. You know what? The diva's crazy. I believe that exercise fits in a lot with life coaching and life. What is your take on that?
Well, you know, me, with Bia Bayo, we had three philosophies. It's basically balance, simplicity, peace. And included in balance, that's your mind, body, spirit, and emotion. And also, I'm bringing forth more of that on my posts on Facebook, Instagram, and also on my blogs also. But the body is very important because it affects a lot of our mentality a lot of times. A lot of times, if a person don't really feel good about themselves, if they change certain small things about themselves, they'll start feeling better. And a lot of it is perspective also. For some people out here, they look at their body and it takes away from them, but a lot of times they don't realize that. They're not happy with their eating habits. They're not happy with their body, their exercise either. So health is very, very important in having balance in your life. Very important.
And for those people out there that say, I'm happy at 350, you're not. Don't lie to yourself because you're not
Thank
happy.
You.
And I'm going to say that, and I know I'm going to get hate mail. You're not happy. I don't care if you're, because I was 5'11 or 5'10. I'm actually 5'10. And I always thought I was 5'11 until I went to the doctor and they debunked that theory, darn them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm 5'10. Now, for me, I was married, and because of the domestic violence relationship, I was kept at 350. But when I got divorced, after that I got out of the relationship, I realized it was my choice to stay at 350, and I kept lying to myself because a lot of people thought, oh, you know, you're only like 225 or something. It was a lie. So stop lying to yourself. Get yourself to the gym. You can start walking. Yesterday on Facebook, I posted 5 or 6 free ways to get exercise. Because I really am tired of hearing people say, oh, I can't afford a trainer, or I can't afford a gym. You know what? Mm-hmm. God put free things out there. You can go help your best friend who has a baby and push that baby in the stroller for 20 minutes. And yes, I said that. Because I've done it for my friends who I knew needed a break. I got exercise. The baby got exercise. And you know what? It was fun. And you gave back to somebody. So there's no excuse. People don't realize, and somebody said, how do you get exercise swinging at the park on a swing? Coach, you know you have to move your legs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing it for 20 or 30 minutes. You're burning exercise.
You're getting your heart rate up. You're getting your as your heart rate gets up and everything, it also helps to burn calories, even when you're not doing anything in particular. But it's also helping your cardio, too. You know, it's not a whole lot. No, it's not a whole lot. But it's better than sitting at a desk, eating snacks, okay, having that kind of lifestyle, get out and do something. Being active is way better than doing nothing. You must be active. I myself, I'm a personal trainer also from time to time with certain clients, but also really motivated and really want to do it. And it's not always about money. Like you said, it's not. You can find some simple things to sit here and do for exercise. And one of the biggest things we can do to help us lose weight is watch our diet. Push the fatty foods away. Push the sugars away. Mm-hmm. Push the starch away. It starts right there. And you will see, believe me, you will see a difference in yourself within weeks if you just watch.
And Coach, you know what's funny is people laugh at me. Yesterday I posted seaweed. And people laugh. And I'm like, okay, but you eat sushi, right? People eat sushi, mm-hmm. which is seaweed, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I go to Whole Foods. I love Whole Foods. And I bought mm-hmm. seaweed pack, 99 cents. And I wanted salmon. So I took salmon yesterday, wrapped in seaweed. And I had turnips. I cut up turnips. Okay, mm-hmm. healthy. Not too many calories. Healthy while I'm sitting at my desk because I work for the county and we type tons of court reports to try to reunify families, get families together, mm-hmm. and get adoptions. And so sometime at my desk, I will sit there and I want something to snack on because I'm sitting there, but I mm-hmm. get healthy snacks. I had jicama. Mm-hmm. I had one of my friends try it. She's like, this is gross. Jicama is not gross. It's actually really pretty good. And you know mm-hmm. what? You can dip that in hummus, or you don't even need a dip. You know what you need to mm-hmm. learn to do is accept the fact that God created all this food, and you can eat what you want, but you need to eat it in portions, and those
yes.
fat days need to be very decreased. Like there's every other week. I don't do it every week because I'll go mm-hmm. crazy, but every other week I'll have a day where I incorporate a piece of And this is really funny because people laugh at me. Who only eats three chicken wings? Me. I'll eat three
really?
Fried chicken wings on my days that I call them cheat days. Three chicken wings. That's it, Coach. I don't need 10. And that's what
go.
I'm telling people. You can eat what you
there
want.
You
Cheesecake Factory. Cheesecake Factory. I take one bite or two bites and I'm full. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because it starts with the water, lemon, and cucumber in your water.
Yeah.
We're not here trying to tell people that they are, you know, what to do, but we're trying to encourage you, Coach and I, on unhealthy lifestyle. A healthy lifestyle helps your mind. When you're slow and sluggish, you're mean and evil. And I'm going to say that because I used to be that way. Did I crack you up this morning? I hope you'll want to come back. I really would love you to come back, especially in October as we go into the holiday season, to encourage people. I want you to think of a theme, literally, and I want you to be able to present that because you're going to be the one hosting the show yourself. I'll try to be in with my funniness, but I would like mm-hmm. you to be able to encourage people for the holidays, because you know we all have those family members that we have to go to the
mm-hmm.
house. We don't really want to talk to them. We don't want to go. But how do we deal with that? How can we make it fun? And how can we get through that situation? I think you would be the ideal person. And I'm not just saying this, but African Americans, we struggle with our family members, especially at
mm-hmm.
the holidays. We always want to mm-hmm. throw down and fight. So Coach is going to come back on and teach us how to be honorable kings and queens at events for holidays.
No, hey, look, I will gladly do that with you. First of all, I enjoy you on the show and everything. I love your personality. Love your character. Great. You bring a lot of energy to it and everything, but I will gladly do that. Okay? So it's a done deal.
I will send you an email this weekend, and we will plan for those dates because what I'm trying to do is get the best, what I call it, the best of the best men and women of valor for the holidays to really encourage
mm-hmm.
people because we all know we don't talk about it, but we get all the hype for the holidays. But there's a lot of
mm-hmm.
things. People be down on the holidays. And what they need is they need to be uplifted to get through the holidays. Because the holidays, especially from Thanksgiving to January 15th, is when a lot of people go through depression and sometimes kill themselves. So we want to make sure that we reach those people, make it fun. Because some people really, they go through anxiety having to go to a relative. Like with me,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to hear what you have to say. Because some relative's house, I'm like, I want to do a Madea, just get the hot grits, throw it on it, and call it a day. I'm done. Bye. I'm like, done. Bye. See ya. Coach, you laugh, but it's the truth. I'm just like, okay. I don't,
it's true.
I want to get a belt. I want a whoop. I love the one with Madea going. I got peace be still, some Smith & Wesson. And I'm like, Lord Jesus, help me. Why are you giving me these people? What's wrong with you? Did you take me from my real family? So, yeah, I try to make my show fun, Coach, but in all seriousness, people struggle with mental health during the holidays, and what sometimes Sometimes some people don't need counseling. All they need is a good uplifting word like you gave today and helped and gave some good insight. I really appreciate you. I just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for blessing my day. It's off the bucket list. I got to talk to a real handsome African-American black firefighter. That was on my bucket list, Coach.
Well, I'm glad to finish help you with your bucket list, okay? But we're going to change that.
I'm just saying,
not called bucket
I have
list
a bucket
anymore.
List.
Well, hold on. No, no.
I
it's
do.
It's called a necklace, okay? This is new generation. It's called a
Coach,
necklace.
I got to get on to the next one. I got to meet me a CIA agent. That's my next one. I mean, I'm on it, Coach. I have a bucket list. I'm just, my bucket list are fun things. I mean, that's just like, I always have wanted to meet an African-American firefighter that is successful, and God answered my prayers today. You know, there's a Bible verse that says Jeremiah 29:11 wants to harm you, not prosper for you. He prospers mm-hmm. me today. He made my day. You, Coach, you made my day.
Well, thank you. And I hope that we, not just me, but we both from your show, make a lot of other people's day also today.
Amen on that. And I really do hope. And if you have questions for the Coach, where can we reach you at?
Please, everybody, anyone who's interested in just talking to me or even visiting my site, is BEABEYO. That's BEABEYO. Be a Bayo. That means be a better you. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. And also is at www.BEABEYO.com. Thanks a lot for having me on your show. I really do appreciate it. I look forward
Thank
to doing the show in
Thank
you, Coach,
and have a blessed day to you and yours. Thanks, Coach. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Okay.
Bye-bye. That was Coach Tyrone Jones with Be a Better You. He is an awesome man. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for letting me get to talk to an African-American firefighter. See children and adults. You can do anything in life that you want to do. And you know what? That man worked for the fire department, and he's still going on being successful. So you know what? Don't you give up. All right. On the line, we have Carrie. Carrie is an indie artist. He has some great music. Good morning, Carrie.
Hey, good morning, Sabrina. How you doing?
I'm doing good, sir. So, Carrie, tell us about yourself. Tell us, what city are you from?
Hello, Will. I'm Carrie Julia. I'm an R&B indie singer-songwriter. I'm from Chicago, and I live in Indiana. And I'm just trying to share my music and spread the love worldwide and inspire a lot of people.
All right, Carrie, and who inspired you to be to want to do music? And is your family involved in music?
No, not really. I have like some musical influence, Michael Jackson and Justin Timberlake. You know, those are people that I really look up to, and music that wanted me to get into music. But my mom encouraged me to to follow my dreams.
And you know what? That's important, is that, and that's a great thing that you said there, Carrie, is you have to follow your dreams. Your dream is to be a musical artist. Somebody else's may be the fireman, a chef. Whatever you strive to be, young ladies and gentlemen, men and women, that's what you can be. God wants you to be successful. Carrie, we're going to play one of your songs, and then we're going to talk about it. And when we come back, you're going to tell us what was behind the song and why you wrote it. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Mother, you raised me till the end of time. You always knew my time.
What? Oh, they playing your song on the radio.
Oh. Mother, you raised me till the end of time. You're always mine. You never let me go. I just love you so. You held my hand through the hard times and the good times. Mother and I love you. I know you love me too, for all the things you do, and for only you, that I will love you, You was a single parent with one income. My father, who wasn't in my life, I just cried and cried. You asked me when you're done. Your own face will be mine. I don't blame you for all the mistakes you do. I know you tried and tried to give me a better life. Mother, you raised me till the end of time. You're always mine. You never let me go. I just love you so. You held my hand through the hard times and the good times. Mother and I love you. I know you love me too. For all the things you do, and for only you that I will love you. On Christmas Day, you bought my first guitar, and you are my star, and I know who you are.
I'll just keep you soon.
We had a big feast in the room, and we had to remember that this came night, Mother. You raised me to the end of time. You're always mine. Never let me go. I just love you so. You held my hand through the hard times and the good times, Mother and I. I love you, I know you love me too, for all the things you do, and for only you, that I will love you.
Lady, what's in it?
Mother, I love you.
Yeah. I just want to weep, Brett.
All right, that was Carrie. Carrie, tell us the title of the song and what was behind you writing it.
The song is called Mother and That, and the song is about it. Well, I wrote it for my mother on her birthday, and what that is, this is, it's like a story I'm telling about what we accomplished in my life, and you know, it goes out to all moms like you and grandmamas, and it's like a good R&B indie type song to hear and lay back in. And you know, and you know, to sing for your folks.
Right, exactly. Now, Carrie, what I'm only playing one of your songs today. I really do like your music. I just have just one critique. I like the other song too. And it sounds a little bit the same. Is that a reason behind that?
A reverb behind it. A little bit, but you know, it's like, it's the same, but like different strumming. But you know, it has a story to all of them, because each of them tells a story within my music and myself. So yeah.
And what musical instruments do you play, and what is your favorite musical instrument?
I play acoustic guitar. Acoustic guitar,
okay.
And I sing, so yeah.
Okay, and Carrie, are you going to college? Are you studying engineering as far as musical? How are you enhancing your career to improve yourself and to continue to be an indie artist?
Well, me, I just, you know, I study by the best. I learn, I practice more. And, you know, me, I'm still advancing and getting the basics. And this upcoming soon, I will be in the studio releasing an EP album very soon to the world. And, you know, they can have a good taste of who KJ is, because, you know, I'm going to tell my story, and I'm going to do a documentary on how I got started.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about it? How did you get started?
Well, yeah, I got started. It's about a couple years ago, and at the end of 2012, I decided I want a guitar for Christmas, and then the next year, 2013, I decided to go to the City Hall in Indiana, and I wanted to play and showcase my talent, and then I started to sing. I did, like, open mics, vendors, little clubs to get my name out there, and then I started to get into, you know, the local press, online blogs, articles, radio gigs throughout Chicago and Northwest Indiana. So, yeah, that's how I got started, and I did that for about a year and 8 months now, but I've been singing for a couple years.
Now, what is the biggest struggle you have as getting started as an indie artist and getting your music out there?
You know, facing rejection, because, you know, I always face rejection, and in order to succeed, you got to face rejection, and I always face that, and I'm still continuing to face rejection, but, you know, I can't say almost everything is peaches and cream, but my life is full of apples and oranges, so I just take everything step by step, and, you know, I just have the best team that I could possibly work with and can help me build and grow and develop my image more.
So tell us about the team you work with and how do they help and encourage you on a daily basis?
Well, the people that I work with, I have plenty of people who help me, but this guy that I'm most fantastically going to work with, his name is PJ Willis, and he's a great guy. He's my promoter, producer, and you can find him on Facebook. He also worked with the Jacksons and New Edition back in the day, and he's also helping me with some upcoming projects on Fire Recording, and, you know, doing a lot of radio, TV appearances, and, you know, and I have, like, other people who put me in the newspaper, my god uncle Anthony Alonzo, he put me in the Post Tribune, Times, Chicagoland, Northwest Indiana, and other people who supported me and, you know, just, you know, gave me that upside support to just keep going forward and moving ahead of my career and just, you know, try to make the best of it.
Okay, and you mentioned that you like a lot of artists, but who name a couple artists that have really inspired you musically, and what have you learned from those artists, whether they're old school or new school? It doesn't matter.
Well, the two people that I've normally been inspired by is Michael Jackson and Justin Timberlake. Why? Because Michael Jackson, he's the phenomenal. He's from Indiana, and I live in Indiana too, in Gary, and I'm like the next runner-up superstar to become like him, like an entertainer, but I'm kind of different towards his music. And Justin Timberlake, he has that kind of like R&B pop, you know, like boy band type image. So that's the kind of I've got from both of them, like Michael Jackson, the king of pop, and Justin Timberlake. I'll call him like the prince of, you know, of R&B.
Now, are you faith-based? How does your faith help you get through the struggles of trying to continue as a music artist and make it?
I just try to, I try to go through each step, and, you know, I make the best of it. And, you know, I just have a goal that I have to accomplish. I have a lot of options, like on the table. But, you know, I just have to make the best of it, and I just have to keep pushing forward and just have a positive, strong mind.
Awesome. Now, do you want to give some shout-outs to anybody, and where can we find you at?
Oh, yeah, good. I have a good shout-out to God, because he is everything. My mom, Wendy, my sisters, Kelly and Crystal, my brothers, Robert, Dustin, Evan, you know, my
my god uncles, Anthony Alonzo, Mike Brown, and my godfather, who I like and love so much, is PJ Willis. And then they can find me on Facebook. It's Kerry James Jr. Instagram, Junior underscore OA16. Twitter, KJunior OA16. YouTube is Kerry Jr. And SoundCloud is Kerry Jr.
Okay, and where do you see yourself at in the next 6 months and the next year as a music artist?
Oh, I will see myself, now I will be in the studio recording, and I will be distributing my songs worldwide, and hopefully I'll be on more, you know, FM stations, and you know, and just, I mean, now I'm going to meet soul legends, because on the 22nd, I'm going to meet Magna Force and Blue Magic on the 22nd, and Dalton, so I'm going to meet them, I'm going to sing for them, and maybe we'll see what happens.
Okay, well, you'll have to keep us posted. Now, what advice would you give to an up-and-coming indie artist about how that they have to hone their skill in and practice? What advice do you have for them?
My advice is that, you know, if you have a goal and a dream, you just have to go for it. And don't matter what nobody else say, you know, I just say, in order to succeed, you got to face rejection, and that will only make you stronger, and you be better and stronger, and, you know, you just have to have that sharp image of what people tell you to be, and, you know, and you just be humble, have a clear mind, and, you know, and you just inspire other people and have fun and live your dream.
What do you do in your community to give back to other people?
I would give them, you know, advice and a peace of mind. And I will give back to my community just, you know, the thought that count. I would give them, you know, the thanks and support for them supporting me, because in Indiana, it's a limited of talent out here in Indiana, and only the few ones make it. But I'm just one of the lucky ones that's out here building and making my dream happen. And I just, you know, I just have to have the support and just give back the support from people who've helped me throughout my journey and experience.
All right. And is there any thing that I didn't ask you that you would like to say before we go?
Oh, yeah. I want to thank you guys for having me. And also, I have a younger sister. She's a Zeno. She's also talented. She's a singer, a fashion designer. She's a Barbizon model. And she will be doing some stuff for Vogue very soon. And we're trying to, you know, get sponsorships for her sorority, because we're trying to give her a crown, and we're trying to make her Miss Zeno's. And it's under Phi Delta Kappa, and we're just trying to get, like, many sponsorships, raise, like, $3,000, you know, for her to have a crown. So we're trying to give her to that point and just, you know, just have shout-outs to, you know, just show support. And me being a big brother, I got to support her, you know, because she supports me and my stuff, so I have to support her.
And you know what? You're more than welcome to give her my email and my number. I'd love to talk to her and her sorority and her and herself, so they can have their own, the sorority can have their own show, and she can have her own show. I love supporting African dancing females, and I think it would be wonderful.
Awesome. That's good, that's great. That's great. I will give you her, your information, so you can talk to her and my mom, because they kind of know more about the information than I do. So I was kind of know.
And your sister should be so proud of. What's your sister's name?
Her name is Crystal Nicole Conway, and she is 17 years old, and she's a senior at Gary Lighthouse Charter School.
Well, you know what, Crystal? You should be so proud of your big brother who's out here networking for you and loving you. Now, that's called paying it forward, putting somebody. He came on the show for himself, but he loves you enough to say good things about you. So I'm looking forward to hearing from Crystal and the mom, and Carrie will be talking to you so you can come back on in the fall to play some more of your songs, okay?
Okay.
And thank you, sir, for coming on. We appreciate, we love you, and be good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that was an awesome show with, we had Carrie, indie artist from Indiana. I love how he said that Michael Jackson came from there. That young man is very inspiring and very encouraging. We had Coach Tyrone Jones with Be a Better You, motivational. And you know what, people? You are in charge of your life. You're in charge of your destiny. We're going to end Conversations with the Diva with first thanking WBDN Media, by Design Network, Volante Grant, for being this radio station's owner and sponsor. She is wonderful to me. She's a great friend. Please follow her. If you need graphic designs, Volante is your person. She has a great business that does that. All the designs for the Diva are done by Volante. You can tell the difference when the Diva puts up something versus when Volante puts up something. There, she does stellar work. Volante is in Chicago, Illinois. I'd like to give a shout out to Mark Roscoe's Designs, who make some of the most fabulous, fabulous dresses in the world. They are handmade. Mark Roscoe focuses on making dresses to make women feel better and look better, and his dresses are not based on a size 2. So I want you guys to make sure that you check out Mark Roscoe Designs. He is in Indiana, and you can find him there. You can also go to his website, www.markroscoe.com. Mark makes ties for men. He has amazing things that he does, so just so you guys know. And it's actually, it's not Mark Roscoe, www.markroscoe. It's Roscoe Couture Designs out of Chicago, and I'm going to get you that address. Before I do that, I wanted to also give you guys some encouraging Bible verses, which is Jeremiah 29:11. God wants to harm you, wants to give you a hope in a future, not to harm you. So just remember that. You are an amazing person. You're gifted, you're talented, and God has amazing things for you. You can only make your destiny. Nobody else can. You can't be somebody else, and you can't live in somebody else's shoes. When you try to live in somebody else's shoes or please other people, it doesn't work. So remember that. You are your own person. You're destined for greatness. What's your passion? What's your desire? What do you want to do in life? That's what you need to do. Now, Mark Roscoe, it's called www.mark. M-A-R-K, RoscoeDesign.com, www.markroscoedesign.com/thedesigner.aspx. So check out Mark Roscoe. He has a line of neckwear, women's couture designs. He is in Indiana, and he meets with you personally. He also has a wonderful sister, Miss Valerie Murdoch, who makes wonderful jewelry. These are some of my favorite people today that I was talking about following today. Let's end with some Bible quotes. And if you ever have a question for the Diva and you want to email me, you can reach me at cvwtdiva@gmail.com. Today's show, we were talking about motivating people. You know what? You can motivate yourself, too. You need to know that. So I just want to encourage you with that. On Saturday, we are blessed to have a Harlem Globetrotter woman on our show. She is the number 10 Harlem Globetrotter, and she is off the chain. That is going to happen on Saturday, and I want you guys to be a part of that. So I'm hoping that everybody will tune into that, because that is going to be fantastic. I get the privilege and honor of interviewing a Harlem Globetrotter. Believe me, I am excited. I used to go to the Harlem Globetrotter games when I was a kid. So this is an amazing opportunity for the Diva. Her name is Tammy Bronner. She's a Harlem Globetrotter, actress, model, and author. and that's going to be Saturday morning at, let me give you the time, drum roll please. I should have a little drum roll. That's at 12 p.m., 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. All right, let's get to our motivational quotes for today. Here we go. I love motivational quotes. Failure will never overtake me if my determination to succeed is strong enough. And this is by O.G. Mandino. What you do today can improve all your tomorrows. Ralph Martin, son. In order to succeed, we must first believe that we can. And this is by Nikos, and I'm just going to spell his last name, K-A-J-A-N-A-K-I-S. Failure will never overtake you. Failure will never overtake me if my determination to succeed is strong enough. O.G. Mandino. What you do today can improve all your tomorrows. We already said that. All right. It does not matter how slowly you go as long as you do not stop. Remember, the tortoise beat the hare. I like to say that. Confucius said that. Your talent is God's gift to you. What you do with it is your gift back to God. Lou, B-U-S-C-A-G-L-I-A. These came from www.brainyquotes.com/quotes/topic/topic_motivational.html. You can look these up yourself, but I just thought that these were ones that we should end the show with today because I know everybody could use an encouraging word. And here's our last one. Infuse your life with action. Don't wait for it to happen. Make it happen. Make your own future. Make your own hope. Make your own love, and whatever your beliefs, honor your Creator, not by passively waiting for grace to come down from up on high, but by doing what you can to make grace happen yourself right now, right down on earth. Bradley Whitford. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Conversations with the Diva with Sabrina Williams. Tune in Saturday morning for a great show with the Harlem Globetrotter, Tammy Bronner. It is going to be off the hook. You're loved. Remember, the public service announcement, 211 is what you can call if you're struggling with mental health or family, you need help with your children or individual counseling. Thank you for tuning in, and it is a sunny day in Las Vegas, Nevada. You guys are blessed, and I thank you for being part of my show today. And if there's anything that you need, you give me a call, you let me know. I can be reached at 951-553-2292. I am Pacific Standard Time, so if you call me at 3 in the morning, I will not probably be listening to you. I will probably be laughing, and then I'll ask you to call back. The show is ending. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.